I think if most of us are honest, there are times when we wish we had a magic word. A magic word we could say that would make other people do exactly what we would like them to do, or to think exactly what we would like them to think. There are days when it seems like the world would just be so much simpler and more effective if only we had such a magic word. And there are times in our own life, times as we consider days when we really need to get results, when we might even be willing to give up some control over ourselves if somebody else could say a magic word that would guarantee we would know what we needed to know and do what we needed to do in precisely the right way at precisely the right time. Well, there are no magic words. But there is an element of truth at the heart of all this, an element that is completely linked to the natural way our brains store and retrieve information and create both our states and our performances. In NLP, we describe this process as anchoring. Now, you may have heard of anchoring by other names. You may have heard it called conditioning, and conditioning and anchoring have a lot in common. The thing to know is that your brain does this naturally. It takes in all this amazing flow of information that it acquires from you being awake in the world. Your senses draw information in, your mind takes it and works with it, compares it to things you have learned in the past, things that you have learned through books, things that you have learned by analyzing other information and putting it together in new and different ways. All of this information needs to slow down and be stabilized for you to be able to really command it. And so our brains take information that seems to be related and store it as patterns. And once it's stored as a pattern of information can be moved just as you can tug on the corner of a tablecloth and move the whole tablecloth. Now, a pattern of information in your brain is a pattern that includes who you are physically and emotionally at the time you are thinking, because all of the parts of your brain that are active at a single moment actually wire together. So that magic word that you were looking for a moment ago, that magic word that would allow you to access a particular state or behavior, that magic word is just a corner of the tablecloth, a particular stimulus embedded in an experience that, when activated, helps you to recall the entire experience, to pull out a whole pattern of information in your brain and put it to work. Now, the great thing about anchors is that they are naturally occurring physical parts of complicated experiences that allow us to hold on or retrieve those experiences. When you think about learning, you probably think about studying and repetition and maybe analysis. And you think about what we call academic pursuits, about information that is not intensely personal and that takes a lot of intentionality and willpower to learn. But your brain considers every experience you ever had to be part of your learning. It learns some experiences because they are repeated, the way studying is repeated. And it learns other experiences because they are profoundly important emotionally, because they scare us or excite us or make us nervous or make us smile. when we understand that all of these patterns coexist comfortably in our minds and our brains, then we can start using magic words to extend our learning, not just to information, but to ways of being in the world, so that you can notice the state of mind and body that allows you to get optimal results in a particular situation. And having noticed it, you can choose one physical stimulus that is part of that experience and use it to become your magic word, your trigger, your button that allows you to enter that optimal performance state at will. You can learn not just to do mathematics, but to do happiness or focus, to do deep relaxation and pain management. Your brain does not know that some thoughts are important and some thoughts are merely physical. Because your brain depends so much on your body, it actually believes that things that cause physical pain or physical release are very important. And so your brain is eager to extend learning from the realms of things intellectual to the realm of total whole brain body behavior and being. And anchors are a way we do this. And anchors work not only on ourselves, but we can observe states or behaviors, emotions in other people. And we can intentionally notice a physical stimulus that is part of that experience and then use that stimulus to bring back those states in those people. It doesn't inevitably control anybody. Life is not magic. But it does increase the probabilities that we will be able to reach a particular thought, a particular piece of information, a particular state of focus or high performance when we need it. And that's why in the next hour we're going to explore how anchors can be set and fired and elicited and used to increase our satisfaction with the way we behave with ourselves and with other people.